Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality is asking the city of Flint for some information that would show where the city's lead service lines are in its water system. People living in homes hooked to lead service lines have a higher risk of being exposed to lead in their drinking water. Under federal rules, those homes are supposed to be sampled to help determine how well a water system is doing in keeping lead out of the water, but Flint doesn't know where those homes are. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been following this story. So, Lindsay, I understand the state's Department of Environmental Quality is now demanding this information from Flint. Why is that happening now? Shouldn't they already have that information?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is they definitely should already have this information. The timing of this is a little bit crazy, only because I asked DEQ's Jim Saigo about this on November 3rd for a documentary Michigan Radio is producing about Flint's water problems. Saigo is the new deputy director of the drinking water unit. So we did a story last week looking at why the state invalidated two of Flint's samples that had some of the highest lead levels. So invalidating those two samples allowed the city and the state to keep saying that Flint's water was safe. But I pointed out to Saigo that it looked weird that the state scrutinized those two samples, but none of the others. So on that day, Saigo told me that this was news to him, and I was sort of, like, surprised when he said that.
Right. I mean, of all people, he should know this, right?
I mean, keep in mind, Flint officials have openly admitted they don't know exactly where their lead service lines are. The ACLU's Kurt Guyett should get some credit here. He first reported this more than a month ago, and Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards has been saying this. I mean, it even says right on the cover sheet that Flint submitted to the state that, no, not all the homes they tested were the homes they were supposed to.
So who's responsible for this failing?
Flint technically should already know where their lead service lines are. Every city is responsible for that, but they just haven't done that. A little over a week ago, our Flint reporter, Steve Carmody, got to actually check out these old city records. And I got to share this with you. Flint's water distribution supervisor, his name's Robert Binchek, he showed Carmody these old yellowing maps, these file cabinets full of these tiny handwritten index cards. These are Flint's records.
Well, it's not ideal, but it is what we have. I mean, personally, I mean, I spent a lot of time in the field, so a lot of things you learn, I mean, you do from memory. There's a lot of things about the water system I know that are just in my personal memory, and a lot of the guys are the same way. And we try to do the best we can, and this is what we have.
So it's not just these, you know, three separate sets of cards from different time periods and maps, but, you know, a lot of this information about Flint service lines are just in their employees' memories, in
their
heads.
Yeah, that's no way to run a railroad or a water system.
Well, so the state is responsible for double-checking the city's samples that they send. You know, just read the cover sheet. You don't need to be an expert on these water samples that Flint sent to the state in July. You can see the city was just, you know, throwing sample bottles out there, trying to get 100 samples, which they needed. And they weren't really picky about which homes the samples came from. They say right on there that they're not those specific homes.
Right, so, and about 50% of them are supposed to be from these these lead-level homes, right?
Correct, yeah. So, you know, a little context here. My gut tells me Flint has had so many other issues over the past decade or two. This was probably not a priority. But technically, they should have done it about 20 years ago, and it's something they are doing now. They're getting help from U of M, but it's going to take like 3 months to finish. The DEQ has given the city until the end of this year to compile this information, but at last check, that work hasn't started yet. It probably won't start until maybe next week, and it's going to take until probably February before it's finished. So, I mean, unless someone puts the pedal to the metal over there, it's not going to get done in a time to satisfy the state's deadline.
I got to tell you, Lindsay, I'm looking forward to your documentary. Good luck on that, and thanks for this report today.
Not a problem. Thank you.